Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by Marianne Gilfillan, a nature photographer in Cumberland County. Marianne, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do and how you got started?
I don't do weddings or babies or any of that. I do strictly nature, wildlife, and flower photos. I just like to take my camera and go get lost. And my husband's like, enjoy. I took a photography class way back in college, back in the last century, as my son likes to point out. And I loved it. It was, we shot in black and white. We developed our own film. I just really enjoyed it. I used my dad's 35 millimeter camera. I graduated. I bought a Canon AE-1 program, you know, kind of a point and click, but you could take it off auto, and thought, okay, this is great. And then life happened, you know, working, worked two jobs to pay off student debt, met my husband, we got married, I was a stepmother, then we had our son, and just never got back into it till my girlfriend called me in 2016. I lived in Chicago, and she's like, I bought us two tickets to CMA Fest in Nashville, we're going. And I was like, okay. So I pulled my camera out of the closet, and I thought, oh, I'm going to take this. My neighbor laughed. He's like, you can't get film. Where have you been? So he talked to my husband, and 2 days later, a digital camera showed up at work. My husband ordered it for me, and it was basically a Fuji point and shoot. And after about 6 months, I was like, yeah, no, I want different lenses, and got a Nikon and been going strong ever since.
I love how you got started because it's really similar to how I did. And we both do similar things because I avoid wedding and baby pictures like the plague. I don't want to do it.
I understand.
Like headshots for friends once in a while. But other than that, I'm like, no. I like nature. It doesn't talk back to me and it doesn't care how it looks in pictures. But I also started in college in black and white with my dad's old 35 millimeter.
Oh, really?
Developing black and white film. And when I finally bought a good digital camera, also a Nikon. So that's just funny. Like, two very different people, but.
Yeah, well, I was torn between Nikon and Canon. And the Cubs won the World Series in 2016. My boss let me go to the parade. And I talked to, there were a lot of photographers
of
there.
Course.
Because that was like a huge deal. And the majority had Nikon. And I just looked at my girlfriend and I was like, I'm getting a Nikon. And she's like, you go, girl. And it's been fun. And I like, yes, it's kind of a lone activity, but I like being in nature, the peace, the quiet. You know, they say you need to go to church every week to talk to God, and I believe you don't. You can go to nature, and you can find him there.
Hi, are we the same person?
I don't know. Possibly.
But it is. It's funny for anyone listening. We actually met on Instagram following each other's photography and then met at a market, which we'll get into a little bit later. And we're both big hikers. But you do some of your photos just right in your backyard, don't you?
Yes, I am an avid gardener, and I am lucky enough. I live on a lake, and my neighbors have a bald eagle's nest in their tree. And Rhett, the male eagle, we named him Rhett and Scarlet. He usually spends his nights in the winter in my tree, and it's been fun to watch them and, you know, catch them fishing. The two times I've seen that, of course, I didn't have my camera with me, but it was just really cool to see that in nature.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I always love seeing things like that. If you haven't been to Radnor Lake in Nashville, you need to definitely check that out because they have bald eagles there, too.
Yeah, that's on my list, and as is Realfoot.
Ooh, my bucket list, too.
Yeah. My girlfriend's like, I'll go with you on that. And I was like, okay.
We'll be right back on The Scene with more with Marianne Gilfillan.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, sit a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm here talking to Marianne Gilfillan today about photography. And what are you working on right now?
Couple of things. I was accepted into Art Prowl this year.
Awesome.
My first time. I finally got the guts to apply. So kind of going to start on that soon. And a friend of mine who is a digital artist, she does collage. I work with her, except she's in Knoxville. We are thinking we're going to fill out the request for proposal to do an exhibit at the Emporium in Knoxville.
Oh, great.
With her art, my photos, and then I've sent her a couple of my photos that she's going to make digital collages so that we can kind of say, here's the photo and the inspiration, and here's what she did with it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's so fun. Collaborating like that is a lot of fun.
It was just kind of, I work for Edward Jones, and we have this thing called Teams, and she and I have been going back and forth on Teams, and my boss finally said to me, he goes, you know, home office monitors that. And I'm like, oh, okay. But I was like, we're not swearing or saying anything bad, so we're good. But it's just something we've been talking about. And so we were like, what's the worst that can happen? They say no.
Exactly. It's like, same thing with when you were thinking about applying for Art Prowl. It's the worst thing they can do is say no. And then you know, but then you also know, okay, this is what I work on. So next year,
right,
I can get it. Next year, I have a better shot.
Well, and I also believe no doesn't mean no. It means next opportunity. You got to keep plugging along. And some days it's hard. And other days, you know, you see what other photographers are doing. And it's like, oh, man, my work really stinks compared to that. But you can't do that because
no.
You can put yourself deep down into a rabbit hole. And
that's such a good way of looking at it. And so we first finally met in person at Made Here Market that the Biz Foundry does.
Yes.
That was this past May?
That
May?
It was a cold, rainy day.
Oh, yes. A cold, horribly rainy day.
Yeah.
But you did pretty well at Made Here Market.
Yeah,
and
I did.
That was one of your...
My first.
That was your first.
Right. So. One of my first big vendor things, like, because I also have my photos at the Dogwood Exchange in Crossville.
Mm-hmm.
And Angela, the owner, we've become really good friends. And she's like, you need to do this. And I'm like, well, but I don't know if I'm good enough. And she goes, you're good enough. So I was like, okay. In fact, I was talking to her on the way here today. I was like, I'm about to go do this. And she's like, good for you. So, and currently I have a couple of photos in the East Tennessee Art Association, their competition, the award, the ribbon announcement is Saturday, and I have photos on display in a couple of places at the Grinder House in Crossville.
I love Grinder House.
Oh my God.
And so supportive.
Oh, Angela and Ace are the bomb.
Yeah. So supportive of their local artists, which is amazing.
And then I have photos in Sweetwater in the mayor's office.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
I was in Sweetwater last October. So
saw a thing and I emailed Alan and he's like, yeah, can you do this? And I'm like, well, sure. And so they're on display for 2-3 months, I think. So it's slow.
That tends to be how art is.
Yeah.
And it's just plugging away day by day and not giving up. And I think seeing that and seeing other people go through that makes it easier for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just because I've had a couple of people that are local in Crossville reach out to me and they're like, well, how did you do that? And I was like, I just asked the question. I sent a message through Messenger or Instagram and sent an email or just stopped in and said, hey, is this, do you do this? And they were like, oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. A big part of it is just like thinking of new people to ask, like, hey, can I put something up on the wall here? Or are you interested in having postcards or note cards or
right.
things like that?
Right. I am talking to a couple of different places right now that we'll see how that gels out. And the girl I work with, Sharon, said to me, she goes, I'm so proud of you. She's like, because I know this is so outside your comfort zone. So
good things never come from inside our comfort zone.
It's true.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Marianne. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Marianne Gilfillan, talking about photography, some events coming up. One thing I'm curious about, like, I know you do nature and animals and flowers. What about that inspires you so much?
Believe it or not, seeing other artists, other photographers, like on Instagram and this new app called Vero that people who are like sick of all the reels on Instagram. There's Mike Motes. He's from, I believe he's from Michigan somewhere. He does a lot of macro of flowers. Ann Belmont in Chicago does gorgeous flower photography. And there it's like, when I grow up, that's what I want to do sort of thing.
Who are some of your other favorite artists, photographers, local or otherwise?
I love Monet, and I hear that there's going to be, you know how they have the Van Gogh experience?
Ooh, a Monet one? Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I hear there's going to be a Monet one. Okay. I'm on the list to get the emails, and I'm really excited about seeing that. I'm supposed to see Van Gogh in December, so I'm hoping all goes well that we get to. But I kind of like the Impressionists. In 2019, I went to Houston all by myself for all things a concert, and I had a free afternoon, and I was over at their art museum, and they had an Impressionist show, and there was this one painting. I think I stood there like for a half hour. Her name is Berga. I forget what her – she's married to Manet's brother, and I didn't even realize that there were female Impressionist painters. And it turns out that the painting was on loan from the Chicago Art Institute.
Oh.
And I never had seen it while, and I've been there a million times. It's like, okay, but I mean, I literally could just stay in an art museum all day, like stained glass, sculpture. I just
love it all.
Yeah, I just do.
I like that. People take things differently and different things speak to us.
Yeah.
But like being able to appreciate everything, even if it's not necessarily your favorite, I think is always nice.
Right. And I just admire their talent. It's
absolutely.
Like, okay, it sets the bar, I think, for you.
So you came down here from Chicago.
Yes. We bought a house in 2015. My mom passed away in 2017. And the day we buried her, I just looked at my husband and I was like, I can't stay here. This place makes me nuts. Things are going to get ugly with the family over the estate. It took them 3 months to convince me to come down here. So I gave my notice at Edward Jones, and they're like, yeah, no, you're too young. And I'm like, no, I can't work anymore. So I started out, they're like, well, there's an office where you're going that needs somebody part-time.
Oh, well, that worked out.
It did. Now, actually, I'm working full-time for them.
And you moved down here and got back into photography.
Yeah.
And how has this area so supportive of small business and artists? How has that helped you as
I
you've
think
gotten?
It's because it's the small town feel to it. And also people are just supportive of each other. It's not so dog eat dog competitive.
Yeah.
It's not the big cold city.
It's really collaborative here.
Yeah, and everybody cheers everybody else on, like, oh, wow. Like, they carry your work. Is it Mission 931?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That is so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, just the support for other artists is amazing down here.
It really is. And one of those things we see a lot of that support come out is Art Prowl.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be there. When is that?
The second weekend in November. It's a Friday and a Saturday.
And where will you be?
Tennessee Legends Distillery.
Okay, so right on the square. So yes, that'll be nice and easy for people to find you.
And if nobody likes my work, I can have a beer. You know, there's always
That's fair.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, where can they find you? I know you've already given us a bunch of stores. What about online?
Online, my website is alteredlifephotography.com. I have an Etsy shop, and I actually, I just had a butterfly photo where I caught them taking off from a butterfly plant. Somebody sent me a message, can you send me 2 prints? So you can direct message me through Instagram or Facebook.
Perfect. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for asking me. I enjoyed it.